It's a happy day. My heart feels like an alligator.
Howie Carr writes for the Boston Herald, hosts a daily radio show, one of the most famous men in New England.
It comes from the tabloid talk show stuff in Boston, and it was concocted there.
Put your hand on the radio.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio.
Can somebody shout amen?
It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. In this era where there is never, ever a slow news day. And we got so much news breaking today. The war will continue until the mullahs are bombed back into the Stone Age. He used that phrase, Stone Age. So happy. And we've also got the new state police scandal news. An arraignment in Worcester. Another state police officer has been suspended with pay in the scandal in Woburn with the allegedly drunk state trooper. This was the guy who knew about it and didn't say anything about it. And we're going to be talking to one of the lawyers in the civil case on that one. And of course, we also have just recently, the last hour or so, the firing of Pam Bondi.
And Biondi just goes along with them.
Now Biondi has flown back to Florida. Biondi is gone. Biondi is gone. And so they're gonna. The front runner is supposedly going to be Lee Zeldin, the former congressman who now runs the EPA. He's from Long Island. He ran against Kathy Hochul. Did pretty well. He got in a state where the Republican base has mostly departed for states like Florida and Tennessee and Texas, North Carolina, South Carolina. He got 45% of the vote, and he would be good. He's done a good job at the EPA, and also he's another guy who's got crime experience. You know, I always say I like the fact that a lot of these guys in the Trump administration have been the victims of lawfare. I mean, Zeldin has been the victim of actual violence, not this white collar lawfare, which is painful enough. I can attest to that. But you know, he was attacked. Remember that the guy came up on the stage and attacked him when he was campaigning for governor, some drunkard, and then he was out on the campaign trail, and his two daughters were home on a Sunday afternoon just studying or hanging out. And some gangbangers came by and had a big shootout in their front yard. So he knows about illegal aliens too. They almost they almost put a bullet through his front plate glass window and hurt one or both of his daughters. He's pretty good. I like Lee Zeldin. He's pretty smart. He's a smart guy. Clawed back a lot of those billions of dollars. But Pam Bondi, she wasn't great or anything like that, but she was dealt a pretty bad hand. I mean, she was brought in as like a replacement, I think, about he wanted Matt Gaetz, because Matt Gaetz is another guy who'd been put through the ringer, more guilty than most of the people who were put through the ringer in the Biden era warfare era. But still, if he were a Democrat, he never would have been, driven out of the Congress, most likely. So Trump wanted him in there just as a sort of an object lesson to the Democrats. You know, I'm back, and we're going to take your full measure, after what you did to us. But they couldn't get him through. They knew that, so. So they put her in. She was a friend of Susie Wiles, who's, ran the campaign pretty much. And he has great confidence in her. She's the chief of staff, Pat Summerall's daughter, the late Pat Summerall's daughter. And, the problem is, there are a lot of great lawyers out there, but a lot of them were kind of sidelined by the lawfare of the 4 years, 2021 through 2025. I mean, there were guys that he wanted to use as his lawyers. I know one of them, and I think I know he's not the only one. I won't name him, obviously, but Trump interviewed him. He wanted him to handle some of these criminal cases against him, these phony baloney frame-ups that he was facing. And this guy, very good attorney, criminal and civil, mainly criminal, he wanted to do it. And you know what his law firm told him? If you go to work for Trump, you're fired. That's what they said. I mean, and I don't know if they knew or if they cared that Trump was being framed. I mean, if you did more than 30 minutes of reading on any of these cases, you know they were just total star chamber kangaroo court operations. Fannie Willis, Alvin Bragg, Letitia James, Jack Smith. I mean, frauds, hacks, all of them. And yet, so all these people had, you know, turned him down. And so, you know, he didn't have somebody like Nixon had John Mitchell, a guy he totally trusted, because they'd been in practice together in New York. And again, I know Mitchell went to the can, but he trusted him. Jack Kennedy had his brother Bobby. Not a great lawyer, but he would watch his back. Trump didn't have anybody like that. So he had to go with someone like Pam Bondi. And, you know, she didn't work out all that well. But some people are saying, well, he's angry because she hasn't indicted or hasn't been able to, bring them into court. People like Comey and Brennan. Letitia James would be another one. But, I mean, you know what she's up against here? I mean, she's up against the most corrupt law system ever in the United States of America. The Democrats have totally corrupted it. 844-500-4242. Daily Mail is reporting Bondi was fired because she tipped Eric Swalwell off to the FBI document dump. Well, the Daily Mail has not been exact. Well, I mean, they did do a good job with the story about Christy Noem's husband, but I think that was fed to them. Maybe some people say now by Christy Noem herself, but I don't know. I don't even know if I believe that. But they reported that they screwed up the whole case about the Charlie Kirk assassination, that guy Tyler Robinson, the bullet didn't match and all that. That was just that story was totally botched. So I don't know if I believe this. And why would she tip off Eric Swalwell, by the way? What's her connection to Eric Swalwell? She was never in Congress. Eric Swalwell's from California. She's from Florida. It's not like they run into each other on the campaign trail in the Sunshine State or the Golden State, you know? I don't know. And, you know, she's taken the hit on this. She really screwed up with the Epstein files, too, when she brought in all those influencers and gave them all that stuff that really wasn't there. She was always kind of a lightweight. Down here in Florida, she was tight with this sheriff. I think he was from Orlando. I don't know where he was from. Not on the East Coast. He was in inland or the West Coast, and he was one of these Rhino Republicans, and he took a knee during the George Floyd riots. He took a knee for Black Lives Matter. And to me, that's an automatic disqualification. And I'm so glad Kash Patel fired all the FBI agents who we could find that had done that. But, you know, she was tight with him. She's always been a bit of a rhino herself. But I don't know. I don't really dislike her. I don't hate her. Yeah, that sheriff, someone is just pointing this out to me, that she recommended him to be the head of DEA. And he was also a big LGBTQ supporter. I don't really give a damn about that. But he was in for enforcing strict COVID protocols. I do care about that. That, as I said, that COVID is another one of those automatic disqualifiers for me. If you were in on that that hoax, you're walking on the fighting side of me, Hoss. 844-500-4242. We're going to take a lot of calls. What do you think of Pam Bondi? Who do you want to take her place? That's going to be our poll question. I'll give you a heads up on that. So we'll take some calls on this. And, of course, today we'll be talking about the speech and also the ongoing state police scandals, the metastasizing state police scandals. 844-500-4242. John from Kansas has a good point here. Lead story on nightly mainstream media news. First Noam, now Bondi. Is Trump the most misogynistic president in history? You heard it here first. John, I'm going to give you credit. That may very well be the lead. David Muir. David Muir, who's not very often seen with women. He's going to be the judge of misogyny, though, now, tonight, on the ABC World News Tonight. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by All Family Pharmacy. This is your family pharmacy where you can get ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, antibiotics, and even your daily meds all online. Go to allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10 to save 10% right now. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is who should replace Pam Bondi as Attorney General? Lee Zeldin, Harmeet Dillon, Ron DeSantis, Todd Blanche, or Ted Cruz?
I read I like Harmeet Dillon, and I read a really good lengthy interview with her in the Wall Street Journal last weekend. I'm going to vote for Harmeet.
Harmeet right now is at 25%. That's in second place. Ron DeSantis is in first place at 27%, 20% for Ted Cruz, 19% for Lee Zeldin, and 9% for Todd Blanche.
Wow, it's a real horse
Very
race.
Close.
Everybody's saying Lee Zeldin is the front runner, and Ron DeSantis, I heard him suggested earlier today because, you know, he's term limited out, he's leaving. I think he likes being governor, though. I you know, even though he's only got a few months left, he was castigating the legislature the other day. We played the cut, you know, for not impeaching that nutty judge in Tallahassee who let the guy go who killed his 5-year-old daughter. I don't know. He's a good governor. I don't think he would take. Maybe he would take it though. I don't know what he's going to do. You know, now that he's, I mean, he's got nowhere to go really. All right, 844-500-4242. Ted Cruz. He would have liked to have been on the Supreme Court. Now I think he's kind of too old to be on the Supreme Court. You want to get somebody young in there so you can have been there for 30 years, but. I think he wants to run for president. 844-500-4242. Todd Blanche is the guy who's going to be filling in as the acting attorney general right now. Jimmy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Hey, I'm just hanging in there. I just got over a hip replacement surgery. I'm in rehab right now. But I just want to say to Donald, to President Trump, what took him so long to get rid of that bimbo Pam Bondi?
Yeah, I mean, who would have done a better job, though, Jimmy? I mean, who would have gotten a lot done? I mean, maybe somebody would have, you know, had better optics and not made some of the screw-ups, but who would have really gotten a lot more done than her?
I see. But, you know.
I know, but like I said, the people, usually a guy comes in as president and he's got all these lawyers that were around, whether he's a lawyer or not, the president coming in, he's got a bunch of lawyers that are around him, and, you know, from the upper crust of, either D.C. or the state capital that he's the governor in. And Trump had none of that because everybody had deserted him in the wake of January 6th and the stolen election of 2020. I mean, look at that guy that's been on TV defending him, Jamie Dimon, saying, you know, he goes on Fox the last few days, and it's another network saying, you know, don't desert the war effort. We got to get rid of Iran to make the world safe for everything. You know, and he's basically a big time defender. This guy Jamie Dimon debanked Trump in 2021. He threw out all of his accounts because of this nonsense about January 6th and fomenting an insurrection. And you know, all the lawyers were like Jamie Dimon. They walked away from Trump. He didn't have a giant talent pool to go to. You know, Gates was just a way of saying bleep you to everybody in the country who tried to put him in jail, tried to shoot him, tried to debank him, tried to bankrupt him, you know. But then he needed a fallback, and there was no obvious person to step up. 844-500-4242. I understand Trump rewards loyalty, says 781, but he could have made Noman Bondi ambassadors, not given them two of the most powerful positions in the country. Neither was qualified, especially Noam. Noam was probably a bigger mistake, I think, than Bondi was. I mean, I don't think Bondi really had any a lot of skeletons in her closet. I mean, I've told you, I did see her one night right after Trump was elected. We were eating dinner at Mar-a-Lago with Caroline, as a matter of fact, Caroline Leavitt and her husband, Nick. And the next table over was Pam Bondi with Kid Rock, of all people. I think it was just one of those things. I don't think they were a romantic pair. It didn't look like a candlelight romantic dinner. 844-500-4242. Blanche is good, but no charisma. Yeah, I would just, you know, I would like, he's not a lawyer, but I would like someone like Stephen Miller in there, just a hard nose, a hard ass guy. But a guy like that, you know, even if he was a lawyer, even if he, you know, had clerked for Ketanji Brown Jackson, they wouldn't put him in. Because he's just too hard-nosed. He just he couldn't get through the Senate, not in a million years. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Who do you want, or who would you like to see in there as AG? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. I guess we just hit a giant bridge. Oh, wow. Looks like bridge over the River Kwai going down. Only it's larger, and it's not a model like the bridge over the River Kwai. It's, wow. Trump was talking about hitting bridges, and I guess they call it the B-1 bridge. Was it hit by B-1s? Yikes. West of Tehran today. It's a biggie. So I guess that's the first one to go. Did they give everybody a heads up? Tolls will be suspended on the B-1 bridge today as we blow it up. 844-500-4242. We're talking about Pam Bondi being gone. Yeah. Someone just also saw it, too. Did you see that video of the bridge? We're halfway back to the Stone Age. 617, I think Tulsi Gabbard is next. Unfortunately, I don't see many women making it in Trump's orbit. There are a few exceptions, but not many. What do you think about Jeanine Pirro as AG? I think Zeldin is an excellent choice. He's fantastic. Jeanine is good where she is. I'm surprised she's been as good as she is at in D.C., but I don't know. She's kind of hot-headed to be the AG, in my opinion. And she's kind of old. I know I'm old, too, but, you know, I would rather go with somebody a little younger than her. And someone says, if you like Stephen Miller, Harmeet Dhillon is your guy. Well, that's who I voted for. I voted for Harmeet Dhillon. She's a hard ass. And she doesn't mess around, and she's in the civil rights division, and I like that they're going after all these racist DEI type programs, and that's her ballywick. Nick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nick.
How you doing, Howie?
Good.
I don't know. Obviously, personally, she seemed like a nice person. She used to be a Democrat, by the way. Not that there's anything wrong with it. But she saw the light. However, what I don't like is there's a lot of crooked district attorneys. We don't have to look much farther than the borders of this state, right? There's been a lot of abuse of power in lots of states, Minnesota, New York,
right.
AGs, for instance, in those states. Nothing happens there, right?
Right.
The judges left the foot open in that door, just get someone who's qualified. Well, that wasn't hard to do. Nothing happened. So you need to have a mad dog that's disciplined that needs to go after these bums. Unless somebody and as for the ICE stuff, where the hell were U.S. Marshals not accompanying them, simply arresting the people who are committing obstruction of justice? You got to read code 18. Oh my God, there's only 300 or 400 ways in there they could throw you in jail. Right.
Well, you know, some people are like Rhubarb suggested Eric Schmidt from Missouri. He won a couple of huge cases, but now he's a senator. That's the way he wanted to go. Jeff Landry in Louisiana was another good AG who did a lot of good litigation that percolated up to the national level. But he wanted to go for governor. And now he's the governor of Louisiana. You know, so again, the list of potential candidates for Trump when he came to office, and even now, it's not a good draft. The 2026 draft is not good. I don't see too many AG quarterback types in the first round. Thanks for the call, Nick. 844-500-4242. Jane, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jane.
Jan?
Sorry, Jan. Go ahead.
It is me. Howie, yesterday was the last straw for Pam Bondi. Because in my view, you know what happened yesterday in the Supreme Court. John Sauer did less than a mediocre job, in my view.
And I agree.
The one who was supposed to prep him. That was it. Trump was so furious that it's not a shock to anybody that she'd be gone today.
I didn't know that she... I mean, isn't it... You know, if you're the Solicitor General of the United States, do you need somebody holding your hand when you go up before the Supreme Court on any case, but especially a major case like that?
No.
Is that her fault, Jan?
Well, I understand what you're saying, but she should have had at least the operation in place whereby she was going to review or have her best people review his positions, because he wasn't credible. He just wasn't forceful enough. And I just think, you know, she dropped the ball. You know, it's the top guy who...
Yeah, I keep thinking. You know, I mentioned yesterday what Associate Justice Robert Jackson said on the Supreme Court. The Constitution is not a suicide pact, and you know, I saw that Ron Johnson, the senator from Wisconsin, he used that quote. Someone from Powerline blog used that quote. I mean, it's such a natural. I mean, it's not an obscure quote. It's perfect for that. And you know, and you're right. The Solicitor General never thought to say something like that. The Constitution is not a suicide pact. You know, and by the way, let me just play a. I should play a cut here. Scott Jennings last night on CNN was talking about how the birthright citizenship law is, or the constitutional 14th Amendment is used by foreign adversaries. Listen to this. No one mentioned this. Would have been a good thing to mention too. Cut 11.
There's a large conversation. This is part of it going on in the country right now about who we're letting in here and why they're here and whether they are loyal to the United States of America. And that's a good conversation for us to have. Now, whether it gets resolved in this court venue or whether it gets resolved in Congress or in other ways, for instance, this conversation over birthright tourism that's going on. I mean, you have a foreign adversary set with companies that are set up to help people facilitate having births in the United States to exploit our system. That is a worthwhile thing for the American people to know. It's a worthwhile debate for us to have. So how the court comes out on this, I don't know. But that's information that we need to know because we do have foreign adversaries that are trying to infiltrate the country and exploit what's been our good nature for many years.
He's right. And you know, I know that John Roberts would say, well, it's all in the Constitution. But still, it would be nice to have it all these issues put out there. Ken Paxson would be good, but we need him to take out the Rhino Cornyn for the Texas Senate. Yeah, several people have suggested that. More people are saying that it was because of the pathetic arguments by the Solicitor General Sauer yesterday. He doesn't have a great voice either. You know, I mean, again, I know it's. You know, I know that it's kind of a cosmetic thing in a way. You know, it's like saying, well, so-and-so can't be elected as governor or president because he's only 5'7 or 5'9. It's always the taller guy who wins, and it's always the person with the better voice. But he had a weak voice. I know I'm a Bobby Kennedy Jr. fan. But he somehow overcomes it. Sauer did not. 844-500-4242. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Howie, you stole my thunder about Jeanine Pirro, but I'll get back to her in a second. First of all, it should be the B-52 bridge, I think. I really think that she's got all the qualities of a Stephen Miller, yet she's a bulldog. You want somebody who's a little, you know, peed off half the time. With a short temper, because that's what you need in that swamp. And third thing, in someone who, forget the Solicitor General's weak voice, do you really need to even have a Solicitor General when you have supposedly five conservatives on that bench? And don't they know the issues without him even saying a word? Don't they consider amongst themselves, hey, they're putting a million people in the Northern Marianas into the United States voting rolls. And the final thing, Howie, and I don't know if this is taboo, but John Roberts, isn't there some question that he's compromised because his daughter was illegally adopted or something?
Yes.
Was about that.
Yeah, it's just that. Yeah, I don't, you know, I don't know the truth of that. That's certainly out there that he's got. I think he adopted two kids from Ireland. And you know, I think that the rules were bent, shall we say, and that's what they've got on him. But he's just from the deep state. He's a George Bush type guy. That's what people are saying about Pam Bondi. Some of the people on the text line, they're saying, well, she comes out of the Jeb Bush organization, the Bush organization. But isn't that like saying in like you know, that you were a member, if it's like post Civil War, and they say, well, you used to be a member of the Whig Party. There was no Whig Party after the Civil War. Is there a George Bush wing of the Republican Party left? I know there's one of the Bushes is running for governor up in Maine as a Republican. There's about eight of them running. But is there really a Bush wing left? I don't think so. 844-500-4242. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Howie. Number one, I wanted to say that Deval Patrick is the exception to the rule that taller and a better voice gets elected.
He had other things going for him, Mark, as you well know.
Oh, yeah, I do. Oh, I don't even want to talk about it. But secondly, Jim Jordan, Howie. I mean, I don't know if he's just all talk and no action, but he talks a good game. You think he's
does.
A good attorney general?
Well,
do you think he'd be good?
I don't. Has he ever practiced law? Of course, I guess you could make that. You could have made that same argument about Bobby Kennedy. He's got a law degree, I believe, but I you know what, Mark? I see him. You can kind of divide politicians into two groups, executives and legislators, and I would put him in the legislative group.
I hear you. I hope we get somebody who takes action and actually does something, Howie, whoever
yeah.
they pick.
Yeah, another texter wanted John Kennedy from Louisiana, but he's another guy I would put in that same category as a legislator. He's pretty good asking questions and, you know, dropping one-liners on Fox and all that kind of stuff. And he's another guy I've never really, I mean, I think he was treasurer or secretary of state, I think treasurer of Louisiana. I don't think he's ever, like, you know, been a big courtroom guy. Not that a lot of the attorney generals are big courtroom guys, but they should have some experience in law firms, I think. Thanks for the call, Mark. Jerry, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jerry.
Yeah, Howie, there's a couple of things on that job that the woman that Pam Bondi has to do, prosecute, and some kind of book work or whatever. And they don't have, and she's responsible for those three things. Now, if you're going to be a prosecutor, you got to be a shot.
Well. I don't know if you have to be a shark, but you have to be the boss of a bunch of sharks. You have to have sharks working for you. You know, there are very few attorneys general or district attorneys who prosecute their own cases, you know, and they only the highest profile cases. Hamilton Berger in the Perry Mason series, he was the district attorney and he always prosecuted, but he always lost. That's the problem with being the DA or the AG who personally prosecutes the case. When you lose, it's a bad luck. Hey, thanks for the call, Jerry. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on X.
I've got to post a link with witty comment.
At Howie Carr Show. Howie Carr is back.
Tina Peters, the court clerk in Colorado, Mesa County, her sentence must be reevaluated after the Colorado Appeals Court ruled. That's what the Colorado Appeals Court ruled today, but her conviction is upheld. So it sends the sentencing aspect of her case back to the lower court. The three-judge appeals court panel, this is just in moments ago, agreed with Tina Peters' argument that her First Amendment rights were violated by the Mesa County District Judge who sentenced her. She's serving time for election interference for allowing unauthorized access to voting machines following the 2020 election. And Trump has been on her side. He's been pushing for the governor to release her. He pardoned Peters, but but there were state charges. But, hey, you know, he pardoned her. Let her go. I agree. Let her go. Does anyone think that election was on the level, by the way, 2020? Can we say that COVID was a hoax? Can we say that George Floyd wasn't murdered? And can we say that the 2020 election was rigged? That's the word Trump uses now. That's the not fixed or they stole it, but it was rigged. It was definitely rigged. Is there any question about that? 844-500-4242. John Kennedy is running for governor. I didn't realize that. I didn't know he was running for governor. I thought Landry was only in his first term. Time passes quickly when you have Republican governors. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
The entire year of 2020 was rigged.
Anyway. It sure was. Very good point.
I remember being involved back when with stuff up at the legislature, up at the state house. And one of the things that whenever it came to applying a law to any issue, okay, was what was the intent of the legislature? More important than the letter of the law is the spirit of the law. What was it intended to do? And it's pretty clear what birthright citizenship was intended to do. It was debated.
Slaves.
There's plenty of documentation to back it up. It had to do with that people, the freed slaves, the children of the freed slaves were considered to be full citizens.
Right.
It took their parents a little while to get to be full citizens and voting and all that. But the fact of the matter is that's what it was. The intent was. It wasn't to just say if you come here and have a baby, it's automatically a citizen. No way.
And actually, some of the people that were pushing the 14th Amendment specifically said it did not apply to foreigners.
Exactly. So where can't they read? You know, this is eighth grade reading level, or used to be. Used to be. Now it's called college graduate reading level.
Right. Right. And Roberts just, smirks and says, I'm just interpreting the Constitution. That's what it says. Those are the words. I'm an originalist. He's hiding behind his robes as part of the deep state and to keep the deep state off his back. He's a real disappointment. There are a lot of disappointments in the Republican Party, but he's got to be right up there at the top. And again, it would be nice if he had ever really practiced law, set up a shingle somewhere. I mean, maybe he was in some big corporate law firm, but I wish it had a real job somewhere. I wish it'd run for state rep. I'm Howie Carr.